talking a little sunshine today here at Rosie on the House with Mr. Kyle Ritlin from our Rosie Certified Solar Installation Provider, Sun Valley Solar. Kyle, it can get complicated. If any one of our listeners would like to talk to a rep, how would they do that?
Oh, so they would give us a call at 480-689-5000. And we have people that can talk to them today about how solar would work for them. And we are even running a $500 cashback promotion by the end of December 31st. So if they go solar, we'll send them a check for $500 when their system is commissioned.
Fantastic. We appreciate you offering that to our Rosie on the House listeners. We've been asking our listeners to submit to us their APS information, particularly as it relates to prior to the transition rate that hit us in the middle of August. I want to thank the many, many people who have sent that to us. I only want to alter the request just a slight bit. People are taking the information off their invoice and sending it to us, and I can get some amount of information from that. But if you're comfortable, and I promise no one will see it but me, if you'll just take a screenshot of your actual bill and let me take a look at that. It shows me a pattern that I can use a little bit more experience and diagnosis on it and help you just a little bit better. But thank you all for what y'all have sent us to date. We're talking a little bit here with a presentation that Kyle has put together for all of you at Rosie on the House. You can find it at sunvalleysolar.com/Rosie. It's a slide presentation on how you can get into the APS analyzer. And we're about four stages into that. We've just gotten to step four. Bring us up to that speed real quick again, Kyle, for those that are just tuning in. And then let's go forward with what they're going to find once they're there.
Sure. So at this point, everybody should have logged into the site. They should have selected the My Energy dropdown in the upper left corner. And then from that drop-down menu, there's a compare service plans. And then the next menu should show your address in the for service at field. And then you can select two service plans at a time to compare to your current service plan. You can run it as many times as you want, but you can only select two for each sort.
And I would encourage homeowners to do it on all of them. So take the time to look at all of them, even though you can only do two at a time. Go ahead,
right,
Kyle.
So what I did last night is I ran mine, and I'm probably a fairly low energy user, which is makes it even more startling that my increase went up about 20%. So if you look at the next slide, the one that says actual customer results, those are my results. That's on my little 1,100-square-foot house here in Central Phoenix. Couple interesting observations there is that it's not always summer where you're going to see the biggest increase. You look at that orange line and you see that I actually, on the Saver's Choice Max plan, would see an increase throughout the winter. And then it would level out in the summer, whereas on the Saver Choice plan, which is the time of use plan that is the closest to my current plan, I would see about a 20% increase throughout the summer. So that accounts to about $370 per year. So even on my little energy footprint, I'm looking at a pretty sizable increase, you know, enough to make me stop and go, maybe I need to look at a different solution. So I actually put together a little solar system for myself using my very own numbers. And that's the next slide. And so I came up with, and again, this sort of speaks to a lot of people are saying, look, we hear solar is dead, you know, all of these rate changes. And boy, it certainly isn't, because without breaking a sweat, we did a relatively small 6-kilowatt system, which would be about $10,000 investment after tax credits. And I can knock about $1,742 every year off of my energy bill. So that's a ROI of 6 years. And that is a really great ROI, even a little bit shorter than we had traditionally seen prior to these new plans coming to bear. So now not everybody's going to have the same results. We're happy to walk people through it and show them what solar can do. I think the point here is that while solar is actually alive and well, and that we can have a pretty significant impact with the right family in the right house.
And a lot of folks opted in the past 5 years to go into a leased package. It kept them from having to come up with any cash to go into the solar. But I think this plan kind of turns the tide on that. It kind of turns the tide on maybe you really need to take a look at purchasing the equipment, because there's some interesting little variables in there for mm-hmm. leasing versus purchase. Mm-hmm. Explain those.
So, you know, I'm a big fan of purchasing it. The biggest benefit, I think, is that you get to keep your own tax credits. So there is a 30% federal tax credit that covers 30% of the purchase price of the solar system. And when you lease it, you don't get that tax credit. Now, not everybody has a tax liability, so in those instances, a lease is great. The challenge with a lease now is that, keep in mind, you're locked into your rate plan for 10 years. Many of the leases have longer terms than that. So after that 10 years is ended, you do sort of enter a little bit of a mystery zone. But some of the manufacturers are doing things to cover that, and there are variables. So it's still worth looking at, but I'm a big fan, especially now more than ever, of purchase or traditional financing if you can swing it.
And how can somebody, in this $10,000 package example you've got, what is a financed option going to look like? What is it down? Talk me through just some basics there.
We have a number of different financial partners that we work with, and it's a little bit different for each one. And again, it's not a one-size-fits-all scenario. So it's usually one of those things where we'll look at what the individual family's financial situation looks like, and we'll recommend a package based on their needs. But yeah, there are some really good incentive programs, and the rates are pretty good depending on your credit score and that sort of thing. Some people even choose, Rosie, to do it, just fold it into a home refi, and
sure.
That's an option as well, and we can walk through all those options.
Fantastic. And if someone wanted to talk through those options, what would be the number they'd call today? Operators are standing by to answer some of these questions in a very non-intimidating way. This is a great way to open the door for you to consider it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're here to help people learn, because this is a complicated subject. And it's also a very personal subject, because everybody has a different energy footprint. You know, you're going to be different than your neighbor, Rosie. So it really is something that's best explored in a one-on-one consultation. And our people can be reached at 480-689-5000, and they're always willing to help.
Well, it was important to me to bring y'all on, because we have, over the last almost two decades, converted a lot of our listeners to being super cooling disciples. And we need, as many as we've converted to that, we need to get their attention, and they need to pay attention between now and May. They've got to take an assessment of what the rate change is going to do to them. Some of them, in the pattern that they were saving the most, are going to get hit with a pretty sizable increase in their bill if they don't pay attention. So we're going to spend quite a bit of time between now and May trying to grab their ears and educate them a little bit about what they need to do to protect themselves from the changes that this rate change is going to force upon them.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for everybody, especially the super cooling folks, but I really think for everybody who is accustomed to an on-peak window of noon to 7 p.m., is that that window is now changing. So after the new rates take effect, it goes to 3 to 8 p.m., so if you're the type of person that counts on being able to crank up your air conditioning and fire up the clothes dryer at 7 p.m. at night, and you're not paying attention to when that changes, then that 7 to 8 o'clock window could be a real challenge for you on those first couple of bills, because that's now on peak time.
That's the one component of it that kind of chaps me the most. Now, at my house, let me just tell you, it chaps me, but it is what it is. So you just deal with it. At my house, I'm going to go and I'm just going to turn my demand meter up a little bit. Where at my house, in the middle of the summer, I could keep peak demand as low as 5. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to turn that up a little bit and let it pick my air conditioner on the kitchen and the living room side of the house to come on a little bit more often through the course of the afternoon, so that that end of the house where I come home and spend my time prior to going to bed is going to be more comfortable. I'm just hard-headed enough and set in my ways enough. I'm not going to wait till 8 o'clock to start cooling off the main living part of my house. So I'm going to deal with it by turning my demand up and paying a little bit more. That's the way it is.
Well, you know, I've said this to you before, Rosie, and I think maybe we need to have a conversation about solar, because the great news about what's happening is that you could put a relatively modest solar array on your house, and you can sell a portion of what you overproduce back into APS, and then you can use those credits to help offset the increased demand during that, you know, 7 to 8 o'clock hour, because APS is still honoring a buyback program of sorts for any excess energy. So, I've run the numbers for you, and I think it actually looks pretty good. But you're the type of person that is engaged and involved and aware, and your behavior is already paying off for you in a pretty significant way, and will continue.
Yeah, I tell folks, if you can acclimate to it, and you're purchasing at 8 to 9 cents a kilowatt average on your bill, it's really hard to do anything to beat that. Now that number is going to be closer to 13 or 14 cents per kilowatt. And, well, that introduces a whole new viability to the solar industry, in my mind. That gives y'all a big window right there.
Yeah, absolutely. So as part of the new program, APS has set the buyback rate at 12.9 cents. So that's a really, really pretty good rate. Now, I will say that they maintain the right to reevaluate that rate every year. So the rate could change for 2019. But the good news is that when you lock in for 10 years. So for 2018, we know it's going to be 12.9 cents. And if you were to go solar between now and 2019, we can pretty much guarantee you that that's going to be what they buy it back for the next 10 years at.
We're getting very granular here. We're getting a great amount of detail here, listeners. And I know it may be going over a lot of your heads, but just know we wouldn't be covering if I wasn't passionate about it, and two, if it wasn't important to you. We are going to have a legion of APS customers, I'm predicting, who are on the budget play plan, that are ignoring this, that are going to get hit about next August or September with an allocation of the new rate change as it impacts their budget. We are going to be inundated with phone calls the end of next summer, and that's what we're trying to prevent. Folks, we're here with Kyle Ritlin from Sun Valley Solar at Rosie on the House, bringing you up to date as best we can on the rate increases and the viability of solar at your house. More in just a minute.